me against time. Time's going to win every time.
That is the trap.
Welcome to Leadership Decanted, our cheeky half edition, where we dare to share unfinished thoughts and ideas around some potentially thorny leadership questions. And even though KG and I can't always be in the same room, we still do this over a glass of our favourite beverage.
Hey, Paul.
KG.
Hey, Paul. Good to see you, it was your turn, my turn. I don't know.
My turn, your turn. Let's just do it together.
Yes, it is good to be back. Always good to have one of these. And yes. This one is a cheeky half, which just
very
means
cheeky.
Short, sharp, just things that, you know, ideas that aren't completely finished, which is okay sometimes, right?
Totally. Well, I have lots of unfinished thoughts.
Yes.
And it's good to have a place where I can just dump them.
Yes. Love it. Love it. Now, this time we are not together, so I don't have a wine with me. Do you have anything that you want to share with the audience?
Well, I actually just recently had a nice lunch and I did have a wine. It was an Italian Suave, which is a cross between a Viognier and a Pinot Gris.
Nice.
It was very nice. It was aromatic, some citrus in that, but then when you tasted it, it had a little bit of a viscosity, which reminded me of the Viognier, and a little bit of that citrus acidity, which is more Pinot Gris and nice and crisp. So I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it sounds lovely. And the next time.
And it was a white wine, by the way. It's 2020. I can't quite remember the winemaker. It'll come to me eventually, but it was a Suave, Soave. Very nice. How about you? Have you been drinking anything lately?
No. I have been trying to stay a little bit off of the wine and beer and everything. I spent a lot of COVID months building up a tolerance that I have had a hard time to shake.
Okay, all right. Let's not make the cheeky half about that.
Yes, that would be a longer episode for sure.
Well, look, I have been thinking about something.
Yes, tell me about that.
I don't think it's anything new, and I don't think it's something that's going to shake anybody's world. But I have noticed over the last few months a persistent pattern in my conversations with leaders, with executives, with teams, and it's around the perennial challenge of time.
Ooh, yes. Yes, I can get that. Tell me more.
It's very much about, the usual, we're time poor, we're busy, we don't have time for this, we don't have time for that. But my conversations have unsettled me a little bit in that there seems to be, I'm just wondering whether there's something else going on. And the reason I'm wondering is because there seems to be a pattern, a veil, maybe even a resignation that, me against time, time's going to win every time.
Oh, yes. But
it has that sense of resignation, a sense of, this is bigger than me. I'll just keep going until I drop, even though I know that's not a good thing to aim for or anything worthwhile aspiring to.
Right.
I'm going to just keep going. There is that resignation, almost a sense of victimization.
Yes.
In that we are fighting against time and we are losing.
And it's always going to win. Right?
And it's always going to win. But what really unsettles me in that framing is the lack of agency that seems to be the absence of agency that is clearly present, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. They've given up. They've said, it's not my fault. I can't do anything about it. Yeah. It's just going to happen, right?
Yeah. And I don't even know if it's giving up. I do think people genuinely want to find a way out of that labyrinth of time. And people talk about work-life balance and, we've been talking ad infinitum and ad nauseum, really, about the post-COVID world of work.
Yes.
We've been talking about, 4-day weeks or 3-day weeks or whatever, or flexibility. But in essence, and you may have encountered this in the past, you know that you might have a 3-day work or a 4-day work week, but you're still going to have to do 5 days worth of work.
Oh, yes.
In that time.
Yes, that is the trap.
So for me, there's a sense in which this conversation is missing a few variables.
Yeah.
And it's somewhat disingenuous to say, let's just work a 4-day work week because, all that's really going to mean is we're just going to compress 5 days worth of work, sometimes 6 days worth of work, into four.
Yeah.
And that level of disingenuity, is that a word? I think it would. If it isn't, it is now. That level of disingenuity, or and that sense of feeling a victim to time, I wonder what type of impact and consequences it has on our understanding of how we lead others, and how that is how our leadership is impacted by that sense of victimization.
Yeah,
you know, it's a real one down position. It's a real sense of there's nothing I can do about it, and that really concerns me.
Yeah, and it should. It should. Because I think we have some responsibility, right? And that word agency you speak of, I think really what you're trying to say is that, yes, time is tough, right? It's going to go, and we've got a lot of things that we need to pack in there. But it's kind of our thing to try to manage that in a way that still allows for the things that we want and need and have as the big ticket items in our list of things to do. And I think that's where it becomes a little bit interesting, because I think that sense of never winning against time is probably okay. It's probably correct in some way, but it's how we respond to it or how we plan for that activity that really I think we need to put some time and effort into. Because if we do those things the right way, put some thinking into how do I adjust my life, my schedule, the things that are causing me or sucking up time that I don't want to suck up time, the things that take up time, but they seem to give me more time, meaning I enjoy it, I appreciate it. Those things that feel good, how do I do those things so that I balance them out and, you know, make them better in some way?
Yeah, and I do think that's the holy grail of the conversation, because how often have you had this same conversation with people and you throw around ideas, or you think about how might I do this, or you may make some form of resolution around how you're going to respond to time, but inevitably it rears its ugly head again, and before we know it, we're snowed under, or we're feeling like we're spiraling, or we don't have things under control, whatever that might mean. So I do think that just talking about what a good strategy might be, or formulating a strategy, is clearly not the same as acting on the strategy.
Yeah, that's right.
And I do think, though, that whatever strategies we come up with, something is happening that doesn't seem to sustain us in that strategy. So we might go in and we might fix it for a bit, so to speak, and then eventually it gets the best of us.
Yeah.
Now, it might simply be because it requires that level of effort, right? You have to be really vigilant around how you use time and what you put into time. But I'm also wondering whether there are other things that are inhibiting or blocking us from making certain decisions, because ultimately agency is about the control and the decision-making that we have about our own lives.
Yeah.
And like I said, in my conversations with many quite senior leaders at times, actually, it often feels like someone's making that decision for them.
Yes.
Regardless of how senior they are.
Yeah.
Regardless of how much positional power they yield in that particular organization, someone else is pulling on the strings.
Yeah.
And that is very disconcerting.
Mm.
And I often ask myself when I'm talking to people, where is the agency here? What is it that's not allowing us to make certain moves? What risks might exist for us that might block us from making those moves? Am I afraid that I'm going to lose my job? Is it going to be problematic if I'm trying to get a promotion? What is it about this context that time wins out?
Yeah.
And I don't know that yet. I don't know whether I've even formulated the right questions, but I'm pretty sure I haven't answered it either.
Yeah, and I don't have the answer. I can tell you that, Paul. But it's a great conversation, because I think that we, as leaders, often fall into that trap. You know, like you said, no matter whether we've got a good plan for now and we think we've done our best at putting the right things in the right order, given ourselves a system and we're going, at some point, that system erodes or the situation changes enough so that the circumstances take over again. But I think, you know, as we're talking through this, my thinking is that, you know, maybe it's similar to other parts in our bag of tricks where we actually have to review it quite often and make it a part of the process. Because
oh, definitely.
I think right now I've always kind of thought it's a one time, you know,
I prioritize my stuff, right? Definitely not a plug and play. But the review process is not really what sticks out for me. It's the frequent inability to make a decision where we feel we are in control,
yeah,
where we feel we can grasp this. You know, for example, it might be, okay, that's it. I'm going to decide to clock in, clock out at very specific times, and that is it. I'm not going to go onto my email. I'm not going to answer calls. In theory, you know, we often aspire to that.
Yeah.
And it might work for 3-4 days, maybe a week, maybe a couple of weeks, I don't know. But eventually, it feels like it's all too much and we stop making those decisions. Maybe because, like I said, there is an element of risk to doing it that way. I don't know. Maybe people out there who are much smarter than us can help us to unravel this. If you're listening and you feel that you can help us with this question, explore it deeper.
Give us
let
some
us know.
Answers.
Please reach out. Because we don't know.
No, that's it. We are asking for all of us, right? Because
yeah.
I think we need help, right? And
we need
well,
help.
In
please
many ways. I mean,
help us. You are our only hope.
Please, please. Oh, well, that's a good one.
That was a cheeky harp.
That was
I
a
don't
good
even
one.
Know where we got to with that. That's what makes it a cheeky harp.
Yes. And like we talked about before, unfinished, right? It unfinished. Leaves some open questions, and that's okay.
That's okay. But hopefully some of our listeners can help us finish it.
Yes, please do.
Perfect. Great to see you again.
Yes, all good, Paul. It was great. Sláinte.
Sláinte, everybody.
That is our Cheeky Half episode. Please let us know what you think, whether you'd like us to expand on any of these topics in our main episodes or any other comment you might have. You can reach us on askus@leadershipdecanted.com. That's askus @leadershipdecanted.com. You can also leave your comments for each of our episodes on our website at leadershipdecanted.com. Thanks for listening.